Let's go on to the second case, your patient two. Maybe you can talk a little bit about his history.
So this is a slightly complicated case, a younger gentleman, 53. So when he presented, it was in an inpatient setting. At the time, he had extensive disease, and he had extensive mediastinal nodes, bowel cervical nodes, major parts of the liver was filled with metastases. He was almost going to frank hepatic failure. At the time, LFTs were sky high. So when he got diagnosed, he had a biopsy. The biopsy material was very limited. The histology initially was reported as a non-small cell carcinoma, favor adeno, but it was not based on a lot of stains because the tissue was limited. And the time, because how quickly he was deteriorating, how quickly the liver function was changing, so we decided to rush into chemotherapy. So because the clinical presentation, I chose a histology, a non-specific regimen. So we chose carboplatin and the nab-paclitaxel at the beginning instead of giving him carbo-pemetrexed. So he did have a very good, dramatic, quick response. And he quickly recovered to performance status close to zero within about two cycles of treatment. And then, of course, patients are very happy, the tolerance great. So later on, as more histology trickle in, we did have all the EGFR, BRAF, ALK, all those mutation studies, they all were negative.
Did he have a liquid biopsy? Did he have a plasma assay?
No, he had a nodal biopsy. It was a tissue biopsy.